Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Affirmations for Inner Strength, Emotional Resilience. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and I'm so glad you're here today because we're diving into something super important, self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another episode about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's the foundation of your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your car's maintenance, right? You'd get regular oil changes, check the tire pressure, and keep it running smoothly. Your mind and body deserve the same level of attention. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care in a way that truly makes a difference. First things first. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly giving and giving without refilling your own cup? You know that feeling when you're so drained, you can barely function? That's a sign you need to prioritize self-care. It's not about being indulgent, it's about acknowledging your needs and making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Number 2. Self-care is personalized. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. What works for your best friend might be a total snooze fest for you. Think about what truly recharges you. Maybe it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, hitting the gym, or simply having a quiet evening at home with a cup of tea. Experiment and find what brings you joy and helps you de-stress. Thirdly, self-care is an ongoing practice, not a one-time event. It's about making small, consistent choices that support your well-being every single day. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You do it twice a day to maintain good oral hygiene. Self-care is the same thing. It requires daily attention and effort to keep your mental health in tip-top shape. Number 4. Don't wait for burnout. This is a big one. We often put self-care on the back burner until we're completely overwhelmed. By then, it's like trying to fix a leaky faucet with duct tape, a temporary solution that doesn't address the root problem. Make time for self-care proactively, even when you're not feeling stressed or burnt out. This way, you'll build resilience and prevent those feelings from taking hold in the first place. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. Self-care is about nurturing your well-being, so treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two, just get back on track and keep moving forward. Let me share a real-world example that I think many of us can relate to. Imagine this. You have a big presentation at work coming up. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like you're drowning in to-do lists. Now, your first instinct might be to pull an all-nighter, cram as much information as possible, and power through it on caffeine alone. But what if, instead of hitting the gas pedal even harder, you took a step back and practiced some self-care? Maybe that means going for a walk in the park, listening to your favorite music, or meditating for just 10 minutes. These small acts of self-care can actually help you think more clearly, manage stress, and perform better during your presentation. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for peak performance. So, let's recap. Self-care is about prioritizing your well-being, making time for activities that nourish you, practicing consistently, being kind to yourself, and not waiting until burnout strikes. Ready to put this into action? Take a few minutes right now to think about one small act of self-care you can incorporate into your day today. It could be anything, taking a 5-minute break to stretch, sipping a cup of herbal tea, or simply listening to a calming song. Make it happen. Share your self-care strategies with me on social media using #DailyAffirmationsSelfCare. I'd love to hear what you're doing to prioritize your mental health. Until tomorrow, remember, you are worthy of care and attention. Never forget that.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.